In today's news wrap of the day, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. US tech giant Apple finally opened its second Indian store, Apple Saket, in Delhi, a few days after opening the first store in Mumbai. The inauguration of both the stores was done by Chief Executive Tim Cook himself. Now, Cook's visit to India comes at a crucial time for Apple. Sales in the world's fifth largest economy hit a record high of $6 billion in the financial year 2023, representing a year-on-year increase of over 50%. Additionally, Apple is betting big on India as it seeks to diversify its manufacturing base away from China. It could even double or triple investments in India along with exports in the next few years. Now, does Apple need India just as much as India needs Apple? For more details, stay tuned to The Space. On the market front, cigarettes to hotels conglomerate ITC Limited became the 11th listed Indian company to cross rupees 5 trillion market capitalization after its shares touched a record high with 21% surge so far this year. The stock hit a record high of Rs. 402.60 on the BSE. ITC's impressive performance across all its business segments, including FMCG, paper and hotels, has made it an attractive choice for investors, especially given the current market challenges caused by high inflation, unpredictable monsoon, continued weak rural sales and delay in commodity cost decline. Earlier, Reliance Industries Limited, Tata Consultancy Services Limited, HDFC Limited, Infosys Limited, ICICI Bank Limited, Hindustan Unilever Limited, Life Insurance Corp of India, State Bank of India and Bharti Airtel Limited have achieved this milestone. In another news, Tata Consultancy Services has topped LinkedIn's list of the 25 best companies in India. The annual edition of LinkedIn Top Companies includes organizations across varied industries, from tech to finance to gaming. This year's list saw a shift from tech companies, which dominated last year, to fields like financial services, manufacturing, and gaming. LinkedIn leveraged its platform data to rank companies based on parameters such as ability to advance, skills growth, company stability, external opportunity, company affinity, gender diversity, educational background and employee presence in the country. It also considered factors like attrition and layoffs. Meanwhile, Amazon was named the second best workplace of India. Reportedly, Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited has started settlement talks with its creditors to repay debts and remove the last hurdle in completing a merger with the Sony Group that would create a $10 billion media giant. The Indian Television Network has offered IDBI Bank Limited, one of the creditors that moved insolvency court, to repay a loan of about 1.49 billion rupees in tranches. Zee's founders are also in separate discussions with Axis Bank Limited and JC Flowers & Company's Asset Reconstruction Unit to settle dues of Rs. 400 million rupees each made to entities controlled by them. The repayments are crucial for the merger, which will create a media firm with the biggest viewership and pricing power in the country of more than 1.4 billion people. To know more about the whole Zee-Sony episode, head on to our website www.moneycontrol.com. Moving forward, Tata Motors-owned British luxury car maker Jaguar Land Rover announced that it plans to increase its investments in electric vehicles. With an investment of £15 billion over the next 5 years, JLR has promised its first new electric Jaguar in 2025. The car maker said it will also launch a new all-electric Range Rover SUV in 2025 and order books for that vehicle would open later this year. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.